Welcome back. Dan Hasty in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studio. Lions trail the Minnesota Vikings 7-0 and trying to get the offense in gear. Tony Ortiz, Jim Brandstatter, and Dan Miller are back atop the Metrodome for its last half of NFL action. Guys.
And it will, in fact, be that offense that's out on the field first. The Lions won the opening toss and deferred. They'll get it. First half numbers, all Minnesota. You look at the first downs in particular, they just dominated things. They had 14 first downs to 3 for Detroit. You look at some of the other numbers, total yards in that first half. Minnesota dominated that 241 to 56, but they only lead 7-0, so they kind of let the Lions hang around a little bit here, Brandy. But question is, can Detroit find any way to move the ball on offense and get into the end zone?
Well, they're going to have to if they want to win the football game. And the first half has been basically kind of an experiment, you know, what to do offensively without Calvin Johnson in the lineup. It doesn't appear as they have any deep threat. Minnesota kind of knows that. And so they're really tightening things up. And they're just playing like a 10 to 15-yard field and compressing everything that the Lions try to do offensively.
Walsh with the kickoff. Ross to his right. Fields at 6 yards deep. Coming out. Back to the 5. Angling at the 10. Gets out to the 15-yard line. And that's it. Taken down there. Robert Blanton, the first man in. And the Lions will be backed up again. Have not had good field position this game at all, Brandon. As you mentioned, they really haven't been able to dig their way out of it at all either. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and treat your taste buds with our new dollar menu and more. Lions' average starting position has been their own 21. They've started inside their own 10 twice.
Yeah, the issue with field position, when you don't have it, really it becomes a function. You've got to then get some first downs to create it. And that's on you. I mean, it starts with the other guy, but you have got to answer the bell.
First and 10, Stafford up under center, turns, fakes to give to Reggie Bush, wants to throw, does, got it to Bush underneath. Bush trying to get the angle to the right, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Did a lot of work to gain about a yard to the 16.
Well, that's that fake reverse screen. Minnesota's seen that, and they were there. It's only a one-yard gain. I think they ought to give the ball on the reverse. To me, that looked more wide open than the screen.
Second and 9 on the way. Just underway in the second half. Vikings lead by a score of 7-0. Final game for both these teams. Corey Hilliard reports eligible. Sixth offensive lineman in there for the Lions. On second down, Stafford keeps it on the ground. Bush bounces it outside, finds some room. 20. 25-yard line where he's taken down. Just shy of a first down or very close to it. Looks like he may have it. Jamarcus Sanford. Fifth year out of Mississippi with the tackle, and it is, in fact, a first down. So nice running in there by Reggie Bush. Bouncing it outside to his left, finding an opening.
Well, that time they pulled Larry Warford. And Warford, you know, he doesn't look athletic, but, boy, he stays on his feet. He almost got bumped off that pull, but came and led around the corner for Reggie Bush and got a block that got Bush the extra 5 yards.
First and 10 Lions now from their own 25. Play action fake. Stafford sets deep in the pocket. Throws over the middle. Got it complete. Nate Burleson with it across the 40 to the 45-yard line. Bobbled the catch and then made it as he was sliding down for a 20-yard gain.
Well, now there's the play where you fake the run. Now this is, here you go. You got guys up there running. You fake the run. Now you create space behind linebackers, and that's where Burleson was able to get open. But the run fake, you know, they're trying to compress the field. They're trying to pull everything up in there because they know they don't have a deep threat. So that run fake created some space behind linebackers.
Longest play of the game for the Lions gives them a first and 10 from their own 45. Stafford gives Joyke Bell straight up the gut. Joyke to the 50 and into Viking territory and down to the 49-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play.
And Corey Hilliard is, he's playing the Brandon Pettigrew position. You know, they used to bring Pettigrew in as an H-back, and then he would go in motion, and then he'd what they call wham block, almost like a trapping guy, where he was a pulling guard. Well, that's what Corey Hilliard is playing. Now he's not in the game, but that play to Joyke Bell that got 6 yards as a beneficiary of the block by Hilliard.
First time today the Lions have been in Viking territory from their 49, second and 4. Stafford wants to throw. Looking left, does. Wants Ogletree, back shoulder, incomplete. Well covered on the play by Sean Prater. That'll bring up third down and four now from the Minnesota 49.
And there's the difference, too, without a Calvin Johnson. That's a play where you've got the defender's back turn, Prater, and Calvin at 6'5". He can go out and make that play. But Ogletree at 6'1", doesn't have the physical skill or the physical attributes to get up and make that back shoulder catch.
Third and four for the Lions. Down 7-0, opening possession of the second half. Stafford out of the gun, Joyke Bell to his left. Matthew takes, moving up front, flag down. Might be a free play. Stafford throws over the middle, complete Burleson with it. Viking territory at the 30 and dragged down at the 25-yard line. It's a 24-yard gain and a first down. And that flag, I believe, will go against the Vikings
offside.
To be declined.
Defense number 93 in the neutral zone at the snap. This penalty has been declined. The result of the play, first down.
But on that play, Dan, they had 10 guys, the Vikings did, within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and one guy 15 yards deep. I mean, and again, you get those guys up there playing man coverage, you've got to beat them. And that time Burleson did, and they protected Stafford enough to get him the football.
Haven't used the middle of the field much, but it is around this area where they like to go middle of the field to Joe Fourier. First and 10 Lions now from the Viking 25. Down 7, but knock it on the door. Reggie's got it. Runs into a wall of bodies, the 24-yard line. Got a yard, that's it. Aaron Henderson, sixth year out of Maryland, made the tackle.
And the other thing, too, is this is a spot in the field where Calvin Johnson becomes very, very dangerous. So the defense puts an extra safety over the top. It takes a man out of the box, out of the defense, that lets other guys have more room. That's how Calvin affects other guys' performance, too, by creating situations defensively that gives other guys opportunities.
Second and 9, Lions from the Viking 24. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. With time, throws right side. Bush makes the catch to 25, inside the 20. Head down at the 16, fighting for extra yardage. We'll see where they say. Nope, they're going to say he stepped out way back at the 20-yard line. So Bush stepped out, and that cost him about 4 or 5 yards because there really wasn't anybody near him over there to force him out. Now check that. I'll credit the safety there, Harrison Smith, who did force Reggie to the sideline. And while he didn't tackle him, Reggie's right foot went out of bounds. So it now becomes third down and 5 for the Viking 20.
And they got Bush split out wide right, and they got a safety covering him.
Stafford goes empty out of the gun. He's got it. Pressure comes. Throws. Setting it up to Reggie Bush. Bush trying to cut back across the field. Finds an opening. Bush 10. Bush 5. Bush end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Spun away from the tackle by Jared Allen. And Reggie found daylight. And Reggie found the end zone.
When I talk about making big plays, you got to make a guy miss. You got to break a tackle yards after the catch. And in this instance, Reggie Bush made Jared Allen miss. He got hit, but he didn't go down. And by breaking that tackle, he got himself behind the defense and into the end zone.
Lions red zone effort brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park.
Timeout. Detroit. This is their first.
Lions are going to take a timeout. And Corey Hilliard's going to come off the field. I wonder if they had too many guys out there. Yep, they had 12 players out there.
I got to tell you, I don't know whether I'd waste that timeout. I'd take the 12-yard penalty, or take the penalty. You can still make the extra point. I mean, it's not like it's a big whoop if you get the 5 yards there.
Reggie Bush, by the way, now has 506 yards receiving to go over 500. Bush and Bell become the first running back tandem in NFL history to register 500 yards rushing each and 500 yards receiving each in a season. Extra point now by Akers to tie the game. It is up and good, and we have a 7-7 game here in Minnesota. 10:27 to go, third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Now's a great time to lease a 2013 Ford F-150 during the Dream Big Sales Event at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Come check out the 2013 Ford F-Series, the truck more guys depend on to get the job done than any other brand. Plus, the F-150 outhauls every other truck in its class. Current Easy Plan lessees can lease a 2013 F-150 XLT 4x4 for $279 a month for 24 months with $910 due at signing. When properly equipped, class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR. Cash due includes first month's payment, acquisition fee, and waived security deposit. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Some payments higher, some lower. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Residency restrictions apply. Payment includes $500 renewal bonus cash for current RCL, RCO lessees who lease again through Ford Credit. Take retail delivery by January 2nd, 2014. See dealer for details. See your Southeast Michigan Ford dealer today or visit us at thinkfordfirst.com.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
All right, back in Minneapolis, 7-7 game now. Matthew Stafford, by the way, a moment ago, went over 4,500 yards for the season, joining Drew Brees as the only player in NFL history to do so in consecutive years. Third consecutive time he's done that. Here's the kickoff by Akers. Patterson back deep for Minnesota, and he is dangerous. Akers just kind of pops it up. They're trying to keep it away from Patterson, but he'll take it on the run at the 15. Back to the 20, 25, to the 30, and he's hit and dropped as he crosses the 35 and gets to a 37-yard line. So an interesting strategy by the Lions, but Vikings still get good field position out of it as they get out to the 37-yard line. They've got the football back, 7-7 game, third quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
In the battle against the elements, in the fight against high energy bills, Wallside puts the win in windows during our winter window sale. It's a full-out assault against winter with every second window free. Buy three, get three more free. Buy six, get six more free. Then for a very limited time, 5 years no interest. Put the win in your window purchase. Call Wallside now during our winter window sale. 1-800-521-7800.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, invites you to try your favorite toppings on Buddy's multi-grain crust, a thinner crust loaded with 9 grains. Buddy's, proudly serving Metro Detroiters for over 68 years.
A moment ago, we had a touchdown pass from Stafford to Bush. That means that the Make-A-Wish Foundation will receive a donation that helps supply the magic that provides a positive, life-changing experience. Go to wishmish.org to donate. Vikings have it, first and 10 from their own 36. Castle out of the gun. He takes inside handoff, Asiata. That is measured, and he is taken down. Darius Slay drops him for a loss, and a flag comes in from deep in the secondary. Great play by Darius Slay there. It's a 2-yard loss if the play stands.
Holding, offense number 14. 10-yard penalty Remains first down.
Joe Webb, quarterback turned receiver, called for the hold.
But you really like here early. And it started happening late in the second or first half. Lions secondary guys getting involved in stopping the run game. Bringing both Delmas and Quinn up on the ball. And we saw Mathis come in and make a play. Here now we see the corner Slay come in and make a play on the running game.
Danger there is the Vikings do have guys that can beat you deep. Castle will operate from the gun. It is now first and 20. Minnesota from their own 26. Inside handoff, Asiata. He's got room. 30. And to the 33-yard line, to the 34. Glover Quinn upends him there. 8-yard gain, second and 12. 9:40 to go, third quarter, 7-7 game.
I was going to say, same spot they were before the penalty. They had a 2-yard loss. It would have been second and 12. Took 10 yards, and they're not second and 12 after that game.
We've got the wave going at the Metrodome.
How about that, the wave?
Maybe the final one. Throwback wave.
Yeah, you know. That's the long lost kind of cheer, isn't it?
Second and 12. Castle hit as he throws. It is complete. And a first down to Greg Jennings to the 48-yard line. Big pressure coming by Ziggy Ansah that time. Castle stood tall and made the throw, but Ansah made him pay. Let's go down to the sidelines at T.O.
Guys, a couple updates from down here. First of all, Chris Durham, injured right ankle, being worked on by the training staff right now. He's testing it out. His return questionable. Meanwhile, Don Carey has emerged from the locker room in street clothes. So as expected, that knee injury has knocked him out of the game.
All right, Tony, thanks. First and 10 Vikings now. They overcome that holding penalty, and they've got it at their own 48. Lions show blitz on first down. Here they come. Castle back to pass. Pressure. Going to get hit. Going to go down. Back inside the 40-yard line. Lewis Delmas wrapped him up.
Delmas got him to bring the ball back down. And Delmas will go off the field under his own power. A little bit nicked up holding that right arm. But Delmas, on the blitz from the outside, beats the block of the running back. And he forces Castle to bring the ball down. And then he gets off of the block and makes the sack. Again, a secondary guy getting involved in getting into the backfield.
DJ Gomes in the game at safety for Lewis Delmas. Third sack of the day for the Lions. Second and 20, Minnesota now from their own 38. Four-man front for Detroit. Castle to throw, looking right. Throws knocked down, incomplete. Willie Young got a hand on it, batted it up in the air, and then he almost made the catch. Had a chance at it. We saw that last week by Justin Tucker, the Giants, who made one of those plays.
Right. The wave's still going around here in Minneapolis. That's kind of a throwback cheer, isn't it?
Think? Yeah. You don't get a lot of wave these
days. But that's one of those things, though, that's been around so long, and it started, and it was such a phenomenon. You could almost do a documentary on the wave, you know?
And there's some stadiums that get it going both ways.
Both ways and the slow-mo wave.
Have you ever?
The slow-mo and the speed-up wave.
Here we go. Castle back to pass. Looks. Running parallel along the line of scrimmage. Now he'll tuck it and go. Gets to the 45-yard line. Got seven on the play. It'll bring up third and 13. Levy and Ansah team up to take him down.
So you like the opposite direction wave.
I think that just shows a lot of dedication. The opposite direction wave when it gets going two different ways around the stadium.
I think it's more organization than dedication. But
yeah, whatever.
I like
something
that.
Something that ends
in I like that. Hey, we're doing our best here. This is a good game. We're having fun. This is what we're supposed to do.
Fourth down, Vikings will have to punt it away. Lock on. Simpson back deep, or Ross back deep for the Lions. Lock hangs it high. Ross calls for the fair catch and makes it at the 17-yard line, and that is where the Lions will take over. First down and 10. It is a 7-7 game. Lions have come back to tie it here in the third quarter. 7:01 to go. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
Jim Brandstetter here with a history lesson. Almost half a century ago in 1967, Vince Lombardi's Green Bay team beat Kansas City 35-10 in a championship game that started a new era in professional football. The next year, in 1968, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm was founded, and a tradition was born. Three generations of lawyers who fight and win for families that need help. Let the Bernstein family help your family. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive company of the Lions Radio Network.
And today's game is brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions have it back, first down and 10, their own 17-yard line, working right to left. Matthew Stafford out of the gun. Joyke Bell to his left. Corey Hilliard is checked in there. He's eligible. Sixth offensive lineman. Inside handoff goes to Joyke. Gets a block from Hilliard. Bounces it outside. Gets to the 25-yard line before he's forced out by Harrison Smith. And one of the support people on the sidelines just took a big shot from one of the players that came flying off the field. Looks like he's okay.
If you're on the sideline in any football game, you've got to have your head on a swivel.
Detroit got 9 on first down. Today's game also brought to you by U.S. Park, the official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Second and 1 now. Detroit got 9 on first down. Lions from their own 26. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Gives to Detroit. Running right this time. Gets the first down. Not by much. Got about 2 yards. Needed 1. So that'll move the chains. Reggie Bush will come back on.
Poirier and Durham also come in there. Good to see Durham out there. Tony Ortiz, of course, told us a bit ago that he was getting an ankle work done. Obviously, they've gotten it done. Dean Kleinschmidt, the certified athletic trainer, who was an honorary captain for today's game, got Durham back out there.
First and 10 Lions from their own 28. Stafford fakes the give to Bush, wants to throw, does, up the middle, Ogletree's got it at the 50, cutting right at the 45, down to the 40-yard line of Minnesota, a big gain and a first down for the Lions, 32 yards.
And again, the middle of the field, but this time, what did it come off of? Run action. You fake the run, you run two plays and gain first downs. Reggie Bush gets the fake, linebackers jump up, creates some room between the safety and linebacker, and Ogletree finds the hole between the inside and the outside backer in front of the safety, and Stafford fits it in there.
Boy, was that a great throw by Stafford. Like a laser, he stepped into that one and made the throw, and the Lions are in business now, first and 10 at the Viking 40. On first down, Stafford takes turns, gives to Reggie, hit from behind, got back to the line of scrimmage, that's it. Harrison Smith with the tackle. Down to the sidelines and T.O.
Hey, Dan and Jim, it's a right shoulder stinger for Lewis Delmas. The good news is it's not going to keep him out of the game. He is going back in. And, Jim, you talked about having your head on a swivel on the sidelines. As someone who's been drilled by a Don Muehlbach snap in recent weeks, I can agree with you wholeheartedly. You got to look every time you're on the sidelines.
It's a dangerous place out there. It really is, especially in an NFL game. You don't realize how big and fast these guys are until you get up close and personal. And then you really understand how tough and physical this game is.
Reggie lost one on first down, second and 11. Stafford to throw. Pocket holds up. Matthew looks in trouble. Now running up in the pocket, and he's going to go down. Back at the 45-yard line is a loss of 4. Jared Allen got it. Third Viking sack of the day.
And there's the one of those situations where if you're Stafford, get rid of that football. Throw it away. He had Ogletree. He wanted to go down to the left. And Ogletree couldn't beat his man. Plus, Harrison Smith was over the top playing defense. So, basically, it was double coverage. And if you're Matthew Stafford, you see that, just throw it to the third row.
7-7 game. Lions have it, 3rd and 15 from the Viking 45. Minnesota showing blitz. 7 men coming. Stafford in trouble. Dumps it off. He's got it to Joyke. Joyke with blocking to the 40. Head down, 35, and gets to the 34-yard line. He's 4 yards shy of a first down, but it should get him into field goal range for David Akers.
That is a great call by Scott Linehan on that long yardage. They come with a safety blitz. And Stafford does a great job drawing the defense to him and getting the screen in a spot where Joyke can catch it.
Made something out of nothing right there and gets the Lions into field goal range. This would be a 52-yard attempt. We saw him hit from 59 in pregame warm-up, so he's got the leg. Hash mark right side. Good snap, good spot. Flag down, kick is up, and it is no good. Might have been offside by number 27, Sean Prater. Let's see. If it is, it'll be a first down.
What a mistake by the Vikings.
Offside, defense number 27, wow, lined up in the neutral zone. This 5-yard penalty will result in a first down.
The second time in 2 weeks the Lions have gotten one of those special teams mistakes that have resulted in the first down. Good eye by our spotter, Joe Abramson, who saw 27 lined up offside. When you line up offsides, you just can't do that. You just can't do that. I mean, come on, man. The ball hasn't even moved.
That's an unforced.
That's when you come to the sideline, right, and the coach plucks your eyebrows.
That's an unforced error there.
All right, here we go. Lions with new life. First and 10 now from the Minnesota 29. Stafford out of the gun. Reggie Bush to his right. Matthews got it inside, handoff to Bush. Bounces it outside left. Going to get hit and taken down at the 27-yard line. Got two on the play.
Reggie stops sometimes. You notice how he comes into the line of scrimmage? He breaks out, and then all of a sudden he gets in traffic, and he just stops. Just put your head down, get what you can, and go down.
Pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Second and 8 for Detroit from the Minnesota 27. Joyke Bell back in the game. To the right of Stafford, who's in the gun.
Boy, that defense is loaded at the line.
Yep, Matthew back with time. Looks.
Throw it away.
Backing up, got to throw it away, and he does. Into the Lions bench area. Great job by the offensive line. They gave him all day, but Matthew had nowhere to go. And that'll bring up a 3rd down and 8.
I tell you what, he was looking for a crossing route. Somebody coming out of the bunch formation. And the Lions tried to run a pick or a rub route, and the Vikings had it all covered. And Kevin Ogletree has got to really run that. He was kind of jogging along. You've got to sprint that thing to create separation.
Lions are 3 out of 9 on 3rd down today, looking at a 3rd and 8 from the Viking 27. 7-7 game here in the third. Stafford, with a lot of crowd noise, takes the snap. Looks, throws, complete first down. Inside the 15 goes Ogletree, inside the 10, and down to the 8-yard line. 1st and goal from there for Detroit. 19 yards on the play. Stafford to Ogletree.
Ogletree does the key thing here. He runs his guy off, and he gets his back turned. And that means when you get the corner's back turned and his hips turned and you stop, he continues and you create separation. And you stop, turn, and look at the quarterback, and Matthew Stafford got him the ball.
Red Zone Offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. 1st and goal for the Lions from the 8. Stafford out of the gun. Turns, looks to Joyke. Now he's going to throw it. Got it to Ogletree at the 5-yard line, and he spun down there. Andrew Sendejo stopped him after a 3-yard gain. That'll bring up 2nd and goal from the 5.
And again, the Lions just trying to get the ball to their playmakers out there in the space on the edges and seeing if their guys can make the Vikings miss.
This is where you need to keep an eye on Joseph Fourier as
Lions
well. Lions right now only have 10 guys on the field. Jeremy Ross will run out. Play clock at 10. They're going to have to hustle to get this off. They break the huddle. To the line they go. Second and goal from the five. Stafford digs in behind Raiola. And they're going to have to take a timeout. Jim Schwartz ran down the sideline and took a timeout. And that's on the sideline because they didn't have enough guys on the field. So Lions will talk about it. They're looking at a second and goal from the five. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moment.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XF Triple Play for NFL Red Zone. Plus, get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1-5-14. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee, extras subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Visit Comcast.com for details.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 a day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Family-owned and operated for 45 years.
First half dominated by the Vikings. Third quarter's been dominated by the Lions. They have 158 total yards to 19 for Minnesota. 8 first downs to 1. Ogletree's got 3 catches for 54 yards on this drive. Here come the Lions now. Second and goal from the 5. Big Joe Fourier splits out wide to the right. Stafford hands to Joyc Bell. He gets to the 3-yard line. That's it. It's going to be third and goal from there. Aaron Henderson, the middle linebacker, made the tackle. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter as well. We will head for the fourth. 7-7 game here in Minneapolis, the final game ever at the Metrodome. And this is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between getting the kids ready for school in the morning, getting to work on time, grocery shopping, doing the laundry, and all the usual family craziness that goes on, I don't have time to figure out which health insurance plan to choose.
If you need help deciding on a health plan, you can be confident that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the answers you need and is ready to help.
I just want to have somebody lay it all out for me, tell me my options, show me what I have to do and how much it's going to cost. But it needs to be someone who knows their stuff, someone I trust.
More people choose Blue Cross because they offer access to the most doctors in Michigan, the best doctors, and you can take your family to practically every hospital. Plus, their wide choice of plans means you'll be able to find a plan that changes when your life changes.
And Blue Cross has an easy-to-use website that helped me choose the right plan for my family on my own time.
For help choosing a plan that's right for you, visit bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just a buck. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
Lions had the ball for 11 minutes and 34 seconds in that third quarter. They're poised to take the lead here. They have it. Third and goal from the 3. 12th play of the drive coming up. Stafford goes empty out of the gun. Opening play of the fourth quarter. Stafford looking out over that defense, checking his protection. Now he leans in. He's got the football. Stafford tried to run it, lost his footing, tackled back at the 8.
They tried to spread him out and run a quarterback draw. And Vikings had it covered anyway. Even if Stafford doesn't lose his footing, I don't think he makes it.
Think Henderson was right there for him in the middle of the field. Kevin Williams, the guy that took him down, but Stafford looked like he lost his footing.
One person has to be responsible for quarterback draw, and that was Williams. And even though Matthew lost his footing, even if he keeps it, I don't think that play is successful.
Akers tried from 52 and missed a moment ago. That was wiped out by a penalty. This from 25 to give the Lions the lead. It is up, and this one's good. And the Lions do lead by a score of 10-7 with 14:25 to go in the fourth quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Now's a great time to lease a 2014 Ford Focus during the Dream Big Sales Event at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Right now, current Easy Plan lessees can lease a 2014 Focus SE front-wheel drive for $169 a month for 24 months with $629 due at signing. Plus, for a limited time, get a sink and sound package with leather seating worth $1,190 at no extra charge. Cash due includes first month payment, acquisition fee, and waived security deposit. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Some payments higher, some lower. Payment includes $500 renewal bonus cash for RCL RCO lessees who currently lease a Ford product and lease again through Ford Credit. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by January 2nd, 2014. Sound and sync discount excludes S model. Lease a 2014 Ford Focus for only $169 a month during the Dream Big Sales Event and get a sync and sound package with leather seating at no extra charge. See your Southeast Michigan Ford dealer today.
Jim Brandstetter here with some good advice. If you're in an accident, don't fumble the ball. Don't let the insurance company get an advantage. If you're pressured to sign something, don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company take you out of the game. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Patterson back deep to take the kickoff by David Akers. Remember last time he tried to just kind of pop it up and keep the ball away from me. Took it on the run at the 15. See how the Lions play this one, leading for the first time today by a score of 10-7. Akers has it up on the tee, and he's ready for the run-up and the kick. And here it is. Akers line drive kick. It's going to hit at the 20. Takes a bounce inside the 10, inside the 5. Picked up by Patterson at the 3. He's in trouble, and he's going to get taken down at the 10-yard line. Good work on special teams by the Lions there. John Wendling got the tackle. And the Vikings will be backed up as they take over, trailing by 3 in this game with 14:20 to go in the fourth quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut Applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe.
at participating McDonald's.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946.